to remedy some of these injustices. You have heard that politics creates strange bedfellows. We say that boycotts create stranger bedfellows still. To give you an example, in the marketplace, the negotiations between the brokers, the buyers of grapes for the large supermarkets, and the growers they're constantly negotiating. The grower wants to sell all of his grapes FOB, freight on board, because of his cash flow and because they know what they get right now, they get their money. And the supermarkets would love to buy the grapes on consignment. And there's no way that the supermarkets can buy the grapes on consignment unless when a boycott happens to come. Because the growers have enormous cold storage facilities to keep the grapes there, even though they have to spray grapes with sulfites once every 7 days to keep the grapes looking fresh. But even with that, they can control the market. And when a boycott comes into place and we begin to have just the beginning of an impact at the marketplace, now the negotiations turn, now the supermarkets, now the grape buyers can now bargain better with the growers, and they can now get the grapes on consignment, which means that the growers aren't getting that much. The boycott works not because we stop all the sales, but they work because we stop a little bit of the sales. For instance, in our biggest boycotts that we've had, we've won when we're able to get between 7.5% and 9% of the people buying grapes in the country, that much, and in Canada, the two big countries where we do the boycotts, that much is enough to win the boycott. So if we were trying to win to get justice from the growers through the political process, well, you know, it would be all over. We'd have to win, because on a certain Tuesday at 7 o'clock in the evening, it'd be all over. And we'd have to win with a majority. The difference of the boycott is that there is no time limit, and we can win with a very small percentage. And it's at the marketplace where we invite people to come and look at the marketplace to understand that there are no quick fixes for the problems that we have and has been with us for years and years, and that there's got to be other ways for those who the vote doesn't really work for them. You know how many people today don't want to vote?